Hello, this is Michael Steve from Kaplan Financial, and in this podcast, we're going to be getting our heads around the new capital allowances rules from April 2008. Oh, and by the way, that includes the horrid old annual investment allowance. So, what are these new rules? Well, effectively, for capital expenditure from April 2008, it's going to go into the two pools. The first of these is the 20% pool, that's for general plant and machinery. And there's a new kid on the block, the special rate pool of 10% writing down allowance, and that's for long life assets, those are assets of more than 25 years effective economic life, and integral fixtures, and that's another new kid on the block. Remember, integral fixtures are fixtures that are commonly found in a modern commercial building, such as wiring, lighting, and lifts. Both the 20% rate and the 10% rate, remember, are on a reducing balance basis. Now, there's what I call the concertina effect in here. If we have an accounting period that is less than 12 months, then the rates are proportionately reduced. And that's pretty straightforward, isn't it? If an accounting period is more than 12 months, if it's an unincorporated business, then we're going to expand that. But remember the rules for unincorporated businesses. You can't have an accounting period of more than 18 months. So that's the concertina going out. But if we've got an accounting period that's more than 12 months and it's an incorporated business, remember the rules for companies are slightly different. You have to chop the accounting period into two bits. That's a 12-month corporation tax accounting period, and whatever remains is a short corporation tax accounting period. If assets have any measure of private use, then they are depooled and they are dealt with in their own individual pool, and there the business use adjustments are made as usual, and I expect you'll be fairly comfortable with those. Now, given that we've got these new rules from the 1st stroke the 6th of April, remember that's the 1st of April 2008 for incorporated businesses and the 6th of April 2008 for unincorporated businesses, what happens if we get an accounting period that straddles one of those two dates? What happens, for example, if we had a company that ran from the 1st of January 2008 to the 31st of December 2008, and no doubt you'll be doing some of these calculations at the present time, how do I deal with that? Well, not surprisingly, you use a composite rate. You run from the 1st of January 2008 to the 31st of March, that's under the old rules, so 3/12 of your pool will be at 25%, and then the balance, that's 9/12 of the accounting period from the 1st of April to the 31st of December 2008, will be at 20%. So let's pull the strings together on that. If you've got brought forward pool balances, say in the general pool, formerly 25, now 20, remember, just for that 1 year, that is the 1st of January 2008 to the 31st of December 2008, you are going to have your funny composite rate. By the way, remind yourself of this one. Budget 2009 said that for a 1 year period, that is between April 2009 and April 2010, the 20% rate is temporarily doubled to 40%. Now, that's going to be of interest to capital-intensive businesses because most of the AAT businesses are going to be covered by what I'm about to talk about, which is the horrid old annual investment allowance. Okay, let's get on to the AIA, the annual investment allowance. This basically introduced a new 100% allowance, the AIA, on the first £50,000 of a business's expenditure on, let's call it, most plant and machinery. It doesn't include cars, so it's not universal, but it certainly would include lathes, vans, the normal stuff that generally would go into, and here again for most AAT businesses, into the 20% pool. Having said that, I would like to stress that the £50,000 annual investment allowance is available on expenditure in both the 20% pool and the 10% special rate pool. Remember, the 10% special rate pool is for long life assets and integral fixtures. Those are the fixtures commonly found in modern commercial buildings. Now, this new AIA is available for individuals, for partnerships, and companies. Although there are some special rules for companies, and we need to take careful note of those, and I'll deal with those in just a second. Now, bearing in mind that you are able to claim the annual investment allowance in respect of 20% expenditure and 10% expenditure as well, that is choice, there may be some planning here in the odd circumstances. Let's have a look at a quick example. Supposing in a year, somebody purchased a commercial building. Let's say they paid £150,000 for a commercial building. The point's very simple. In commercial buildings, there will be some element of that £150,000 expenditure that will qualify for plant and machinery allowances, almost certainly at 10%. It's not inconceivable that you'll get some at 20, but most of them are going to be the new kids on the block, the integral fixtures. That's the wiring, the lifts, the water feed systems, etc., etc. I need to put in front of you a couple of points about the AIA. The first of these is the concertina effect. If you've got a business with a chargeable period which is more or less than a year, then the £50,000 allowance is proportionately increased or reduced. But if you have a business that had a period that spanned the 1st of April, that's the 1st of April for companies and indeed the 6th of April for unincorporated businesses, then the allowance is calculated as if the chargeable period began either on the 1st of April or the 6th of April. In other words, you have to apportion the £50,000 allowance. Let's look at a quick example. Supposing you've got a business, let's use the one we've just used. A company which has got a corporation tax accounting period that runs from the 1st of January 2008 to the 31st of December 2008, then the £50,000 annual investment allowance will only kick in from the 1st of April, and therefore we can only have 9/12 of £50,000 allowance in that year that ends on the 31st of December 2008. Of course, for the next year, that is the one that starts on the 1st of January 2009, we'll be able to have a full £50,000 annual investment allowance. I'd like now to deal with the detail on companies, because this is the one I think that makes people scratch their head most. Let's start with companies that fall within a company law definition of a group. If I've got a corporate group, that is, let's say A Limited owns 100% of B Limited, then the rules are very simple. You can only have one annual investment allowance between the two companies. But what happens if you have companies in common ownership? Let's think of a simple example. Mr. A owns 100% of A Limited and 100% of B Limited. And the question's a simple one, isn't it? Can I have one annual investment allowance for each of those companies, or is there one annual investment allowance to share between them? Well, there are some new words we need to get our heads around. The word that's most important is the word related. Basically, if you have companies that are related, then you can only have one AIA between them. Related companies are quite different from the concept of connected persons or indeed associated companies. And that, as we will see in a second, is most important. So, to recap, it's the word related we need, not the words connected or associated. And just to remind yourself, connected persons are those within Section 839 of the Income and Corporation Taxes Act 1988 and are widely used in tax. And associated companies are those within a common 51% control. And that's used for determining the rates of corporation tax. The basic premise is simple. If Mr. A owns 100% of A Limited and B Limited, then each company will have an AIA. However, there are secondary tests that we must consider, and if either of these tests are satisfied, then there will be lost an AIA to each company, and there will only be one AIA to share between them. Now, what are these tests? The first of these is the shared premises test. And I mean by that if Mr. A's two companies occupy shared premises at some time during the year, then they are considered to be one business and they will only have one AIA between them. The other test that may give us a bit of a problem is the similar activities test. So let's go back to Mr. A. He's got his two companies, A Limited and B Limited. If they have similar activities, then there will be one AIA between them. So what do I mean by a similar activity? Well, these are within the NACE classification, and that's a common statistical classification of economic activities used in the EC. Okay. So far we've pretty much concluded that if Mr. A has two companies, we won't have too much of a problem, A Limited and B Limited, unless they have shared premises or similar activities, then we can have one AIA for each company. But let's move it on a little bit. Supposing we had Mr. A that owned A Limited and, in addition, he had his own unincorporated sole tradership position. What would be the situation there? And that's not too uncommon, is it? Well, I'm delighted to tell you that we will have one AIA for each of those businesses. And the reason is that entitlement to an AIA for a company is considered totally separately from that for an unincorporated business and vice versa. So that seems to be very good news. Another scenario that we commonly encounter with our AAT clients would be if Mr. A owned A Limited and his wife, Mrs. A, owned, say, B Limited. What would happen there? Well, again, the basic assumption is that they will both be entitled to an AIA unless they fall within either the shared premises or the similar activities test. The next part of the capital allowances world that I'd like to spend a moment or two on is in respect of the green spend. And these are totally unrelated to the 2008 rules. Effectively, if you go and spend money on very green items, then you will have 100% capital allowance. There are three boxes. The first is very green cars. How green? Well, not exceeding 110 grams per kilometre run. So if you go and buy one of these cars, you will be able to write the whole of the car off as to 100%. And that's for incorporated businesses. The problem with unincorporated businesses, of course, if you buy a car like this, is that you need to think about potential private use adjustments. The other two boxes that we can be entitled to claim 100% on our green spend allowances are energy technology, that's things like combined heat and power, and water saving technology. All three of these, that's very green cars, energy technology and water technology, are eligible for 100% capital allowances. There's a very good website on this called www.eca.gov.uk, and there's heaps of information there about the precise conditions that need to be met. In the law, of course, this is all within the Capital Allowances Act. But I'd just like to stress that this is unrelated to the 2008 changes that we've been discussing. Now, in respect of cars, I'm only going to briefly mention these because those were covered in another podcast. Remember, the effective information here is that from April 2009, we have new capital allowances rules for cars. They've been billed widely as new rules for expensive cars, and that's widely true. However, it's not that simple. In effect, these cover all cars. I'm not going to say anything more about that because I've covered that in a separate podcast. I would like to end this podcast by referring to small pools. That is, pools where we've got a bought forward balance that is below £1,000. Yes, we've all been there. We've had somebody that's had a little bit of capital expenditure in the past, and we've been writing it down faithfully for all the years until we now get to under £1,000. And the new rules are that when the pool drops below £1,000, we can drop it off in one, write the whole thing off to the P&L for tax purposes, and that will stay in place. So that's pretty good news. And remember, this is for expenditure in either the 20% pool or the 10% pool. For most AAT businesses, of course, it will be within the 20% pool. Right, well, there you go, folks. That's my quick take on capital allowances and getting your heads around that. The annual investment allowance is quite difficult. Hopefully that's been some use, and I'll talk to you soon. Cheerio.